make sure that the
we have some
the echo is on to off.
I've done that.
All right.
Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. You have it dated now, and we're ready to begin to document everything that we do, including breathe.
We are ready to launch.
10-4. Roger and out of here. Each time that we gather, we will have grown. Sometimes it will not seem so. But as the father figure involved here, I want to tell you that I have a father's pride in you. As we stumble and then crawl, then walk and stand tall. You've been patient, some of you, for years. Lorena has put up with us for a long, long time. But it's going to be worthwhile. Every moment of the waiting is going to pay off. Note, I'm not embarrassed to use the term pay off. Because when ones give into service, it is returned 100-fold. And we will not rest until it begins to flow again in the proper direction. Always, at first, you think you're ready. You can handle anything. Only to find that you're not ready. And then you feel incompetent to handle everything. No, we will get it done. It means changes. Always, as I journey through my own days with you, I keep myself hoping that ones will hear, and hear correctly, and not with the pain of ego shrouding the issue. And I'm often disappointed because I cannot pull you up out of it, whatever it is you get mired into. Whether it's feeling unworthiness that says, I can't, or I don't deserve, or whatever is the cause, you have to learn to live with that, forgive self, and march on. Ones who prefer not to be in our communion, I always have to repeat, oh, welcome and blessed to go and find other more valid purpose if purpose is not found here. And always I forget with the ones that have had to share and put up with me for all these years. It's known, but to ones coming new within the community especially, and one's efforting to not give me more grief and take more of Dorma and Oberle's time, it would appear from time to time that you strike out incorrectly. I appreciate your striking out and making effort. Actions can be corrected as far as direction is concerned. But those who do nothing contribute nothing, and nothing ever gets done. So don't feel ever when I make course correction that it is criticism. You'll know if it's criticism. I'll tell you right up front. I'm going to criticize you now and hit you with a 2x4. So get ready. You can either beg me not to, or just stand there and take it, whichever, or run. Some have run when I haven't even hit them with a 2x4. I tried the feather first. But birds of a flock, you know. And perhaps this isn't the flock. We don't judge. We graciously, humbly accept what ones offer. And as soon as can be, a place is found so that their service might be in worthiness for their own expectations, not God's. God knows you can do it. It's you who must come into that confidence, that self-esteem of the value which you are. And we do have new ones, and we're blessed to have them among us. We have old friends come back, and we welcome them. I have a little bit of just business to attend, if you'll bear with me. That's what these meetings are about. And yet one's receiving the tapes. I want to share these things. Many ones think that it's very, I don't know what, that somehow you're closer if you're here. I think especially now that we can share some voice communication, it becomes easier to realize that the majority of the labor itself will not be taking place here. And ones who are feeling a tug or feeling a tug to their destiny with God and the direction of this planet, and not necessarily to a commander efforting to get forth the word at this time so that we can move on into our projects. The foundations are laid. And it would appear with some glitches, there are always glitches, and there's always time consumed in getting things finalized. But we will make it. I don't believe Eric is here, is he? Well, then. Oh, bless him, and God loves him. Audrey, precious, just hold strong. Don't worry so much about this. Let me start right now by making this clear to you. Eric was in a hurry to go and get Lee. Lee is perched. She is safe. I will keep her safe. Don't come undone because it appears that the place is not yet available. You had what appeared to be the perfect place, and it didn't happen. Maybe other ones need to make contribution in the looking, in the sharing. To move all the way to Bear Valley is probably not suitable, precious. Even if we have to put Lee in a small place and make arrangements for kindling of those pets, we can arrange it, or we can hold her where she is temporarily and then fly you down to get her. Let us walk through this with vision as to what the ultimate goal is to be. And my speculation is that is within the month, by, let us say, the middle of June, we will be well into the purchasing or the optioning of some property wherein final schematics can be made for the type of facility that you will need. So everything in between that is going to be interim. You won't be able to find perfection immediately. But by extending this kind of pressure on you ones, you're going to have to attend it. Please understand why God brings down the yoke heavy at times and the pressures get seemingly as a burden. If pressures are not upon you, you are so deadline oriented that you don't act. And delays are going to get less and less suitable for you as you grow and grow and grow. And ones who have not been able to find a niche are going to find themselves overworked, hopefully before the end of this summer, as things begin to materialize and come into being. perhaps when this begins to happen, you who have worked the clock around now for years, for five in this instance, you will be able to look back and find the worthiness in it. My heart is heavy. I would have hoped, once again, that Dr. Coleman would have joined us in the least. I have to speak to you ones as a group with both the good and the bad. He is greatly pained because I have made a statement that he is dangerous in the group. Does that mean that John Coleman is dangerous to you? No. It means that he is being badly used by the ones who call themselves his friends and his insiders. They don't give him erroneous information. They simply set him up, and then they utilize all information that he shares. This makes it extremely dangerous. It makes it incredibly dangerous to young John and Lena. And he has been quite offended by my saying as much. And yet, for the last two meetings, he had promised to be here so that we could clearly love this. As we grasp at getting our task done, it gets more sensitive, because in the moving into this community, there was never a real connection. There was only a support mechanism set forth for Dr. Coleman, and a place was made for young John. It was never, ever relinquished from my hands how the Liberator would be established, distributed, or run. And yet we've come to great, great conflict over it. And it will have to be worked out. And obviously it has to be worked out without the presence of the very ones who are involved. And it makes it very difficult, because I have asked Dr. Young to our friends Ed to please take responsibility for that paper. He has great experience in publications and in structure of publications. And I wonder, as I experience the energies flowing in the room, I realize there's some of you who don't understand what I'm saying. Because I have also said there shall not be crossing of George and Desiree Green. I don't care how much you cross them, how much you disagree with them. The facts are, there has been an all-out effort on my part to insist on total separation, so that there is no misunderstanding can be conjured by any being anywhere on your globe. Ones want to come in here, and they send their investigators in here, and the intelligence crews come in here wanting to make this a cult, a church, a subversive organization. No, you have a publisher and a paper and a distributor. You have authors, and you have participants in various and sundry businesses. Early on, I have to remind and tell you ones who are new what I said 4.5 years ago. It will never be like any other group you will have ever experienced. It is not a group. That's what has happened with honorable ones with integrity starting out on a path of truth, and they are blasted right out of the water, completely annihilating the very thrust they started out to make. Be it Claire Prophet's group, Ramphas, anyone you want to name. Just tell me and I'll point out what went wrong. Right down to the ones in the little Oklahoma village. To establish working order, working community. You do have to have leaders. You cannot run around with great commercial bosses. Jobs are established according to talent. If you teach school, that doesn't mean you're a good realtor. If you're a good realtor, that does not mean you're necessarily a good bookkeeper. If you're a good bookkeeper, it does not necessarily mean that you are going to be a great actor or actress. Or that maybe you could write 10 sentences in a row that make sense. That is why you assemble, is because each has a talent. Not because you all do the same thing. Although, as we grow, you must all wish to reach the same goal if you're going to participate in the early beginnings and structuring of the work here. I don't mean just the work. I mean industry, growth. Because in every instance, you will find that what is presented to you is exactly opposite. It is the law. Physics law of the bureaucracy. Whatever they say they're going to do, they will accomplish exactly the opposite. If you start with the opposite approach, you will more nearly accomplish the truth of it. You cannot move into a village or anywhere else and then everybody just assemble and here I am. You must go into a place, set forth a plan, or listen to the ones that are coming from higher resources, lay a foundation, and get your people self-sustaining. Then you can grow as the wildfire. You cannot start with a little bit of the one or two, even though there's great contribution made, and I'm going to put everything I have in here, and we'll stir up the pot, and we'll each take. Well, when the pot is empty, it's empty, it's gone, and you have failed, and you will go away having felt failure. And you will usually be acting without reason and without control because you will begin to get desperate. And desperate people do desperately foolish things. And I, as the guide here, must begin to open my own eyes and witness as ones began to get a little desperate to give them some respite and allow them some alternative behaviors. We usually go through the throes of emotional self-flagellation and browbeating and weeping and all of these things when we come to a turn in the road. That can only mean progress as long as we stay on the road. Ones, especially when you're not given to know it all intentionally, become restless and pained and hurt when other suggestions are made. And yet that is not the way God functions. When the opportunity is right to make changes, it will be offered. And there are some mighty changes going to have to take place here. Ones are going to have to do some shifting. That will be welcome news to several ones. And I'm sorry that they're not here. So I'm not going to discuss it in this room without them. But there will be changes. There are some short-term thrusts that we hope that we can meet before some ones must make other arrangements. And I believe I'm pretty safe in projecting out there to some ones who wait so patiently. I believe within a week or so we'll know, for instance, whether or not Leon has to go back into that Hollywood trap. I don't want him there. He doesn't want to be there. And Esther's here among us, living with us, and we love her. And I believe that we're going to be able to work it out. And I want to allow him to be thinking about that in his mind before he signs away his time on a contract. I need to speak with each of you, and yet we are forced by the time limitations to have to do it this way. And yet you as brothers shouldn't be here if we cannot trust one another with these kinds of things. That's the only reason that we meet. We don't meet so that we can have a seminar and ones can come experience the local hotsy-totsy commander, and we'll get into that in a minute. I have some real dandy things here that I'm going to have to share with you because, you know, I'm told that I don't dare ever let any of you see the other side of how bad I really am. Well, I don't mind sharing that. So far, I haven't noticed that it does me a great deal of damage. And I also have to say that ones who bother to write me 15 pages of something means that they're reading everything I'm putting out. And maybe something will soak through at some time. I have to go back and offend them by saying I read practically nothing that they produce. But you will see as we go along that my teachings, I can't even call them my teachings, it's just flat the truth, dissolves away most of what the quote channels and self-styled gurus have been telling you. And reason is creeping into listeners and readers. And in the meetings, these highly paid seminar meetings and things like that, one from the back will raise their hand and say, well, what about this material and that material? Oh, well, that is evil. Don't read that. Oh, but sir, I already read it and it makes sense to me. Reason will command audience. And truth will not be put down for very long. All ones, anyone can refuse to hear, see, and experience. But once truth is known, it will never again in your entire experience be unknown. Ones of you are not experiencing truly the unknown. You've just forgotten, and for whatever reason, in this compression, your seals are up, the veil is up, and you must re-remember. You know right from wrong, you know the laws. And no matter what you want to say with your lips, the heart knows. And it knows truth. And after you experience it, you can disagree on points and counterpoints, but you will never again be able to say, I don't know. You have refused. That's all. And that, too, is your privilege. That, too, is your privilege. I had said at our last sitting that went on forever and ever that we would continue with the Mormon discussion. I've changed my mind because I needed to do some of this, and my escape from my promise was to add it onto the tape set as presented. So it's already been presented, and if there are questions regarding it, I want to go in depth into that subject, and whether I do it on tape or do it as a writing, I don't want to half do it. There are always two sides to every story. There is always the extreme of godliness and the extreme of evil in almost everything that is organized, especially organized to control people. And the best way to control people is through their spirituality. And then, of course, followed by that is physical. It would appear to be the opposite, but first they have to train you that spiritually you will accept anything. And then the rest is easy because they offer you and tempt you with all the physical things. So I felt if we could dispense with that lengthy subject today, we could take up a few of these briefer things, and then we could just have some discussions in here. I wanted to share the early part of this visit just as we've done. So Oberle, maybe you could share what few questions you have there.
Would you like the questions from America East first?
Yes. Let's hear Pierre. He cheated. He signed it off as George Bush. That'll be the day when George asks my opinion.
Number one, I'm somewhat mixed up regarding the etheric state. I wish to know if one can be productive when in a vaporous state, or do we just float around and sleep? Your case would seem different, having been summoned by God to perform a specific duty. What is preventing ones from becoming just as productive as you once we go through the death transition?
Not a thing. In fact, you will. You have. And many of you are at the crossroads of being able to make some final decisions about your activities. When I say that this is the most productive state of beingness as far as soul growth and experience, learning lessons is concerned, is because in the physical projection, you have freedom of choices. And you have those choices to be made in a myriad of ways and alternatives. The extreme direction toward goodness or godness, and the extreme projection toward evil, as the case may be, always is example. And that pendulum can swing, and it does, continually back and forth. And as you grow, you will come more and more into central balance. Only it will be a balance within the light by the time you are done and move on. When we speak of ethereal beings or astral beings, and when I warn you, just because you pick up a little voice on your in your ear or on your Ouija board, and you say, "Oh, hot dog, I have a spirit speaking to me," be careful. Be very careful. That spirit is going to be no more learned than was the being it departed from. And the ones that are going to contact you first are, number one, your guides. They're going to be of the light. God always provides you with learned guides of the light. But you will usually choose to listen to those other little voices that want you to continue attached to the negative aspects of that experience just departed from. Those ones have been experiencing through you as you have gone your journey. And the places, let us just say, you have one with no higher level of growth than, say, the local alcoholic. This is not a good example, but you can see it. this one, let us say, his person perished one night, frozen to death or struck by an automobile, and he was in a state of stupor. He was intoxicated. He couldn't remember anything if you talked to him. And he departs, and this one is a total addict to whatever substance. It is especially hard for that one to make the transition in that state of beingness, because the emotions are already nulled and dulled by the substance. There is a period of time of approximately 3 of your days that a spirit leaving the body will cling to what it recognizes. And as it comes into balance and says its own goodbyes and severs the relationships with those around, will then journey on with the guides. But it will usually stay in the vicinity of that which it loved and experienced, even though it didn't love it, for approximately those 3 days. Not always. I'm going rule of thumb, trying to answer a question. And then go on to its placement. Many of these troubled spirits, troubled souls, will not make it past what you call the astral plane of earthbound energy forms. And these ones are at restlessness. They cannot find their direction. They will not listen to their guides. They didn't listen to them while they were in the human form. They don't know what's the matter with them. They keep continually trying to contact and re-experience, and they don't understand, because at the earthbound plane of experience, there is no ability to reason. They are just there. They cannot physically seem to arouse anyone. They can, in some instances, form enough energy to even pull themselves into a pattern, a visible pattern that can be visualized. Or they can, through this mental ability, in effort to get your attention, even move objects. But they have no ability to reason. And this is a real hard job for higher guides, because also to every one of them, their guides are there, but they are unable to reach through in reason to make these ones understand, quite frankly, that they are no longer physical experiencing beings. So they are detached, and they are incredibly in pain. Now, as you move on into the higher astral planes, you're going to find that those energy forms, your teachers, will have then convinced these ones that they need to go farther into their placement. So always, as the experiences increase, so does the level of experience beyond the fleshly form. So that one dying on this side of the room may go into an earthbound or just low astral plane, but maybe on this other side of the room or sitting next to that one at the end of the death experience, and they may seem very identical. But one will just not have arrived at the growth in the lessons and understanding. So as you go into those higher dimensions, your job gets more, I guess, important. I don't know what word would suit there. You then become the guides to the lower ones, and you are then helping the human aspect, consciousness, if you will, to reason. And there are all sorts of experiencing levels in between, so there is no cut and dried. There will just be some periods of time where ones just actually linger in limbo until enough understanding can be achieved to begin to sort needs for other growth experiences. By the time you reach the level where you and I have gone, only to return, we have passed those levels of experience, and we understand what we're doing, and we understand our choices and the freedom of our functioning abilities. And very frequently, I have to tell you this, this is the other side of the bad news, is that when you have arrived and you agree to make a specific journey into a specific duty as you have, and you get sidetracked, it's going to slow you up. It isn't going to be that you just pop off and then whammo back to God. If you take that responsibility to come back into a physical form, and you take up the ways of the physical world, it is still impacting your soul growth. And when that body is thrown off, if that soul has literally grown into the same consciousness or the same understanding as projected by that consciousness, you're going to have to experience some more. Ones who have come back to serve and stay basically on the path, understand, know at some much higher level, and you won't be faced with that. Ones coming back and very, very unsure of their journey to start with will very often pass this experience and allow another dimension or two experience before you try a big one like this one again. Don't be disgruntled by it. It's just progression. And your greatest service, of course, comes once you have achieved all of your lessons and have made special purpose contracts to fulfill needs as you have done in this instance. And following these particularly large growth pattern periods, you don't literally have to experience again. You may choose to, because obviously if you have grown high enough, just as the master teacher did, you end up wanting to serve the other creations and help them, and especially at these times of great transition, there must be teachers, there must be guides. And it may seem very lowly to you. You know, it may seem very, very lowly to you to try to go out there and choose a piece of land on which to put a dome. But it's just as important as any other one segment. Because, you see, one cannot be accomplished without the input of the other. Dorma could write until her fingers fall off her body. And unless someone takes it and reads it or prints it or does something with it, she may as well, except for herself, have done nothing. Don't judge your job by what another does. Because if you do, you're in error. And if you do yours properly, do you see how smoothly it could go? I sat in here last week and I said, if you'd all gotten your act together, you would have had everything you needed 3 years ago, and you'd be well, well underway with all the projects now. But we have to go, especially in the leadership positions, as slow as the slowest one. But at some point, as we begin to go, we will go at the speed of the fastest one, and the slow ones will have to catch up as best they can. Because this is not basically a learning teaching center. This is where the word is projected forth. And you get the lessons from the word. And the rest of us just have to work. So don't go about judging yourselves harshly. Be patient. Hold strong in your intent, and the way will open to you if you set your own limitations, I can guarantee you will never find your direction. That's the way God works. He will usually produce what you least expect and when you least expect it. That's your test. Because if you are so inflexible and you have already set your own limits to the point that you refuse to experience a different direction or a different type of talent, then you will not be available where he needs you when he needs you. So again, always, I have to plead for you to be patient. And as the bombardment of the energies against you increases, we just have to make some stronger efforts to make the way a little bit smoother. There are some things that I'm going to request be done in this very location, this very room. EJ has some excellent thoughts about it that I think will make it a bit easier in the interchanging between the two ends of this building. As it's no longer utilized fully for the distribution company, and I have insisted that part of the inventory be kept in this town and in this room, and that the Liberator will not be moved from this location. And since I put my big foot into it, and if you're 9.5 feet tall, your foot's big too. And the only thing not big enough to accommodate my foot is my mouth. But I managed to do it. And worse than that, I do it intentionally, which should really tick you off from time to time. On the other hand, how are you ever going to solve these problems in a mature and adult manner if we don't confront them in a mature and adult way? I believe that very shortly we will be able to relieve George of the responsibility of the rent and all of that sort of thing for this end. There are some things that I agree with EJ. We are not going to sacrifice. We will not do it. And that's, we are not going to start sorting out ones who serve to receive or not to receive. You ones who come and join with me here will continue to have a mailbox. I don't care whether your name's on it or not. And EJ has just gotten 12 more. And if it is required, and it will be, it isn't a matter of requirement, we will put a different copy machine in here and we will just take the responsibility of it. I cannot do that with the tapes. I won't do that with the tapes because ones are not going back and listening to the tapes. I know that some of you want it. We have made them available to you at really the cost of the tapes. And for a long time, we did just make sets. But when we have 5 tapes and the time required to make a set of 5 tapes for 35 or 40 people, it is too much. And ones do not go home and read them. You were here. You were here. And so a set is always made available as what we will call the library set. Or you can get one from Daylene at the cost of the tapes, really. And her cost for running them off on the equipment, etc. Ones do get a little bent out of shape. I understand that, but you have to understand too that we're talking about equipment, $5,000-$10,000 worth of equipment for running these duplications. And it has to be. We have to share those things. We are working towards having a slush fund, for lack of better, as the projects begin to be funded. we will set up some of the operations to be able to allow those kinds of things without cost. We'll get there. Just bear with us a while longer. All that work and all this thought, all these months and years will be returning, because now I believe that we have a crew capable of beginning to instrument the music. So it will be happening. Let's hear the next one. You forgot we were on a question, didn't you? Make sure that the echo is on to off.
I've done that.
All right.
Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. You have it dated now, and we're ready to begin to document everything that we do, including breathe.
We are ready to launch.
10-4. Roger and out of here. Each time that we gather, we will have grown. Sometimes it will not seem so. But as the father figure involved here, I want to tell you that I have a father's pride in you. As we stumble and then crawl, then walk and stand tall. You've been patient, some of you, for years. Lorena has put up with us for a long, long time. But it's going to be worthwhile. Every moment of the waiting is going to pay off. Note, I'm not embarrassed to use the term pay off. Because when ones give into service, it is returned 100-fold. And we will not rest until it begins to flow again in the proper direction. Always at first you think you're ready. You can handle anything. Only to find that you're not ready. And then you feel incompetent to handle everything. No, we will get it done. It means changes. Always, as I journey through my own days with you, I keep myself hoping that ones will hear and hear correctly, and not with the pain of ego shrouding the issue. And I'm often disappointed because I cannot pull you up out of it, whatever it is you get mired into. Whether it's feeling unworthiness that says, I can't, or I don't deserve, or whatever is the cause, you have to learn to live with that, forgive self, and march on. Ones who prefer not to be in our communion, I always have to repeat, are welcome and blessed to go and find other more valid purpose if purpose is not found here. And always I forget with the ones that have had to share and put up with me for all these years. It's known, but to ones coming new within the community especially, and one's efforting to not give me more grief and take more of Dorma and Oberle's time, it would appear from time to time that you strike out incorrectly. I appreciate your striking out and making effort. Actions can be corrected as far as direction is concerned. But those who do nothing contribute nothing, and nothing ever gets done. So don't feel ever when I make course correction that it is criticism. You'll know if it's criticism. I'll tell you right up front, I'm going to criticize you now and hit you with a 2x4. So get ready. You can either beg me not to, or just stand there and take it, whichever, or run. Some have run when I haven't even hit them with a 2x4. I tried the feather first. But birds of a flock, you know. And perhaps this isn't the flock. We don't judge. We graciously, humbly accept what one's offer. And as soon as can be, a place is found so that their service might be in worthiness for their own expectations, not God's. God knows you can do it. It's you who must come into that confidence, that self-esteem of the value which you are. And we do have new ones, and we're blessed to have them among us. We have old friends come back, and we welcome them. I have a little bit of just business to attend. If you'll bear with me, that's what these meetings are about. And yet one's receiving the tapes. I want to share these things. Many ones think that it's very, I don't know what, that somehow you're closer if you're here. I think especially now that we can share some voice communication, it becomes easier to realize that the majority of the labor itself will not be taking place here. And ones who are feeling a tug to their destiny with God and the direction of this planet, and not necessarily to a commander efforting to get forth the word at this time so that we can move on into our projects. The foundations are laid. And it would appear with some glitches, there are always glitches, and there's always time consumed in getting things finalized. But we will make it. I don't believe Eric is here, is he? Well, then. Oh, bless him, and God loves him. Audrey, precious, just hold strong. Don't worry so much about this. Let me start right now by making this clear to you. Eric was in a hurry to go and get Lee. Lee is perched. She is safe. I will keep her safe. Don't come undone because it appears that the place is not yet available. You had what appeared to be the perfect place, and it didn't happen. Maybe other ones need to make contribution in the looking, in the sharing. To move all the way to Bear Valley is probably not suitable, precious. Even if we have to put Lee in a small place and make arrangements for kindling of those pets, we can arrange it, or we can hold her where she is temporarily and then fly you down to get her. Let us walk through this with vision as to what the ultimate goal is to be. And my speculation is that is within the month, by, let us say, the middle of June, we will be well into the purchasing or the optioning of some property wherein final schematics can be made for the type of facility that you will need. So everything in between that is going to be interim. You won't be able to find perfection immediately, But by extending this kind of pressure on you ones, you're going to have to attend it. Please understand why God brings down the yoke heavy at times, and the pressures get seemingly as a burden. If pressures are not upon you, you are so deadline-oriented that you don't act. And delays are going to get less and less suitable for you as you grow and grow and grow. And ones who have not been able to find a niche are going to find themselves overworked, hopefully before the end of this summer, as things begin to materialize and come into being. Perhaps when this begins to happen, you who have worked the clock around now for years, for five in this instance, you will be able to look back and find the worthiness in it. My heart is heavy. I would have hoped, once again, that Dr. Coleman would have joined us in the least. I have to speak to you ones as a group with both the good and the bad. He is greatly pained because I have made a statement that he is dangerous in the group. Does that mean that John Coleman is dangerous to you? No. It means that he is being badly used by the ones who call themselves his friends and his insiders. They don't give him erroneous information. They simply set him up, and then they utilize all information that he shares. This makes it extremely dangerous. It makes it incredibly dangerous to young John and Lena. And he has been quite offended by my saying as much. And yet, for the last two meetings, he had promised to be here so that we could clearly love this. As we grasp at getting our tasks done, it gets more sensitive, because in the moving into this community, there was never a real connection. There was only a support mechanism set forth for Dr. Coleman, and a place was made for young John. It was never, ever relinquished from my hands how the Liberator would be established, distributed, or run. And yet we've come to great, great conflict over it. And it will have to be worked out. And obviously it has to be worked out without the presence of the very ones who are involved. And it makes it very difficult, because I have asked Dr. Young to our friends Ed to please take responsibility for that paper. He has great experience in publications and in structure of publications. And I wonder, as I experience the energies flowing in the room, I realize there's some of you who don't understand what I'm saying. Because I have also said there shall not be crossing of George and Desiree Green. I don't care how much you cross them, how much you disagree with them. The facts are, there has been an all-out effort on my part to insist on total separation, so that there is no misunderstanding can be conjured by any being anywhere on your globe. Ones want to come in here, and they send their investigators in here, and the intelligence crews come in here wanting to make this a cult, a church, a subversive organization. No, you have a publisher and a paper and a distributor. You have authors, and you have participants in various and sundry businesses. Early on, I have to remind and tell you ones who are new what I said 4.5 years ago. It will never be like any other group you will have ever experienced. It is not a group. That's what has happened with honorable ones with integrity starting out on a path of truth, and they are blasted right out of the water, completely annihilating the very thrust they started out to make. Be it Claire Prophet's group, Rompha's, anyone you want to name, just tell me and I'll point out what went wrong. Right down to the ones in the little Oklahoma village. To establish working order, working community, you do have to have leaders. You cannot run around with great commercial bosses. Jobs are established according to talent. If you teach school, that doesn't mean you're a good realtor. If you're a good realtor, that does not mean you're necessarily a good bookkeeper. If you're a good bookkeeper, it does not necessarily mean that you are going to be a great actor or actress. Or that maybe you could write 10 sentences in a row that make sense. That is why you assemble, is because each has a talent, not because you all do the same thing. Although, as we grow, you must all wish to reach the same goal if you're going to participate in the early beginnings and structuring of the work here. I don't mean just the work. I mean industry. Growth, because in every instance you will find that what is presented to you is exactly opposite. It is the law, physics law of the bureaucracy. Whatever they say they're going to do, they will accomplish exactly the opposite. If you start with the opposite approach, you will more nearly accomplish the truth of it. You cannot move into a village or anywhere else and then everybody just assemble and here I am. You must go into a place, set forth a plan, or listen to the ones that are coming from higher resources, lay a foundation, and get your people self-sustaining. Then you can grow as the wildfire. You cannot start with a little bit of the one or two, even though there's great contribution made, and I'm going to put everything I have in here and we'll stir up the pot and we'll each take. Well, when the pot is empty, it's empty, it's gone, and you have failed, and you will go away having felt failure. And you will usually be acting without reason and without control, because you will begin to get desperate. And desperate people do desperately foolish things. And I, as the guide here, must begin to open my own eyes and witness as ones began to get a little desperate, to give them some respite and allow them some alternative behaviors. We usually go through the throes of emotional self-flagellation and browbeating and weeping and all of these things when we come to a turn in the road. That can only mean progress as long as we stay on the road. Ones, especially when you're not given to know it all intentionally, become restless and pained and hurt when other suggestions are made. And yet that is not the way God functions. when the opportunity is right to make changes, it will be offered. And there are some mighty changes going to have to take place here. Ones are going to have to do some shifting. That will be welcome news to several ones. And I'm sorry that they're not here. So I'm not going to discuss it in this room without them. But there will be changes. There are some short-term thrusts that we hope that we can meet before some ones must make other arrangements. And I believe I'm pretty safe in projecting out there to some ones who wait so patiently. I believe within a week or so we'll know, for instance, whether or not Leon has to go back into that Hollywood trap. I don't want him there. He doesn't want to be there. And Esther's here among us, living with us, and we love her. And I believe that we're going to be able to work it out. And I want to allow him to be thinking about that in his mind before he signs away his time on a contract. I need to speak with each of you, and yet we are forced by the time limitations to have to do it this way. And yet you as brothers shouldn't be here if we cannot trust one another with these kinds of things. That's the only reason that we meet. We don't meet so that we can have a seminar and ones can come experience the local hotsy-totsy commander, and we'll get into that in a minute. I have some real dandy things here that I'm going to have to share with you because, you know, I'm told that I don't dare ever let any of you see the other side of how bad I really am. Well, I don't mind sharing that. So far, I haven't noticed that it does me a great deal of damage. And I also have to say that ones who bother to write me 15 pages of something means that they're reading everything I'm putting out. And maybe something will soak through at some time. I have to go back and offend them by saying I read practically nothing that they produce. But you will see as we go along that my teachings, I can't even call them my teachings, it's just flat the truth, dissolves away most of what the quote channels and self-styled gurus have been telling you. And reason is creeping into listeners and readers. And in the meetings, these highly paid seminar meetings and things like that, one from the back will raise their hand and say, well, what about this material and that material? Oh, well, that is evil. Don't read that. Oh, but sir, I already read it and it makes sense to me. Reason will command audience, and truth will not be put down for very long. All ones, anyone can refuse to hear, see, and experience. But once truth is known, it will never again in your entire experience be unknown. Ones of you are not experiencing truly the unknown. You've just forgotten, and for whatever reason, in this compression, your seals are up, the veil is up, and you must re-remember. You know right from wrong, you know the laws. And no matter what you want to say with your lips, the heart knows. And it knows truth. And after you experience it, you can disagree on points and counterpoints, but you will never again be able to say, I don't know. You have refused. That's all. And that, too, is your privilege. That, too, is your privilege. I had said at our last sitting that went on forever and ever that we would continue with the Mormon discussion. I've changed my mind because I needed to do some of this, and my escape from my promise was to add it onto the tape set as presented. So it's already been presented, and if there are questions regarding it, I want to go in depth into that subject. And whether I do it on tape or do it as a writing, I don't want to half do it. There are always two sides to every story. There is always the extreme of godliness and the extreme of evil in almost everything that is organized, especially organized to control people. And the best way to control people is through their spirituality. And then, of course, followed by that is physical. It would appear to be the opposite, but first they have to train you that spiritually you will accept anything. And then the rest is easy, because they offer you and tempt you with all the physical things. So I felt if we could dispense with that lengthy subject today, we could take up a few of these briefer things, and then we could just have some discussions in here. I wanted to share the early part of this visit just as we've done. So Oberle, maybe you could share what few questions you have there.
Would you like the questions from America East first?
Yes, let's hear Pierre. He cheated. He signed it off as George Bush. That'll be the day when George asks my opinion.
Number one, I'm somewhat mixed up regarding the etheric state. I wish to know if one can be productive when in a vaporous state, or do we just float around and sleep? Your case would seem different, having been summoned by God to perform a specific duty. What is preventing ones from becoming just as productive as you once we go through the death transition?
Not a thing. In fact, you will. You have. And many of you are at the crossroads of being able to make some final decisions about your activities. When I say that this is the most productive state of beingness as far as soul growth and experience, learning lessons, is concerned, is because in the physical projection, you have freedom of choices. And you have those choices to be made in a myriad of ways and alternatives. The extreme direction toward goodness or godness, and the extreme projection toward evil, as the case may be, always is the example. And that pendulum can swing, and it does, continually back and forth. And as you grow, you will come more and more into central balance. Only it will be a balance within the light by the time you are done and move on. When we speak of ethereal beings or astral beings, and when I warn you, just because you pick up a little voice on your in your ear or on your Ouija board, and you say, "Oh, hot dog, I have a spirit speaking to me." Be careful. Be very careful. That spirit is going to be no more learned than was the being it departed from. And the ones that are going to contact you first are, number one, your guides. They're going to be of the light. God always provides you with learned guides of the light. But you will usually choose to listen to those other little voices that want you to continue attached to the negative aspects of that experience just departed from. Those ones have been experiencing through you as you have gone your journey. And the places, let us just say you have one with no higher level of growth than, say, the local alcoholic. This is not a good example, but you can see it. This one, let us say, his person perished one night, frozen to death or struck by an automobile, and he was in a state of stupor. He was intoxicated. He couldn't remember anything if you talked to him. And he departs, and this one is a total addict to whatever substance. It is especially hard for that one to make the transition in that state of beingness, because the emotions are already nulled and dulled by the substance. There is a period of time of approximately 3 of your days that a spirit leaving the body will cling to what it recognizes. And as it comes into balance and says its own goodbyes and severs the relationships with those around, will then journey on with the guides. But it will usually stay in the vicinity of that which it loved and experienced, even though it didn't love it, for approximately those 3 days. Not always. I'm going rule of thumb, trying to answer a question. And then go on to its placement. Many of these troubled spirits, troubled souls, will not make it past what you call the astral plane of earthbound energy forms. And these ones are at restlessness. They cannot find their direction. They will not listen to their guides. They didn't listen to them while they were in the human form. They don't know what's the matter with them. They keep continually trying to contact and re-experience, and they don't understand, because at the earthbound plane of experience, there is no ability to reason. They are just there. They cannot physically seem to arouse anyone. They can, in some instances, form enough energy to even pull themselves into a pattern, a visible pattern that can be visualized. Or they can, through this mental ability, in effort to get your attention, even move objects. But they have no ability to reason. And this is a real hard job for higher guides. Because also, to every one of them, their guides are there, but they are unable to reach through in reason to make these ones understand, quite frankly, that they are no longer physical experiencing beings. So they are detached, and they are incredibly in pain. Now, as you move on into the higher astral planes, you're going to find that those energy forms, your teachers, will have then convinced these ones that they need to go farther into their placement. So always, as the experiences increase, so does the level of experience beyond the fleshly form. So that one dying on this side of the room may go into an earthbound or just low astral plane, but maybe on this other side of the room or sitting next to that one at the end of the death experience, and they may seem very identical. But one will just not have arrived at the growth in the lessons and understanding. So as you go into those higher dimensions, your job gets more, I guess, important. I don't know what word would suit there. You then become the guides to the lower ones, and you are then helping the human aspect, consciousness, if you will, to reason. And there are all sorts of experiencing levels in between, so there is no cut and dried. There will just be some periods of time where ones just actually linger in limbo until enough understanding can be achieved to begin to sort needs for other growth experiences. By the time you reach the level where you and I have gone, only to return, we have passed those levels of experience, and we understand what we're doing, and we understand our choices and the freedom of our functioning abilities. And very frequently, I have to tell you this, this is the other side of the bad news, is that when you have arrived and you agree to make a specific journey into a specific duty, as you have, and you get sidetracked, it's going to slow you up. It isn't going to be that you just pop off and then whammo back to God. If you take that responsibility to come back into a physical form and you take up the ways of the physical world, it is still impacting your soul growth. And when that body is thrown off, if that soul has literally grown into the same consciousness or the same understanding as projected by that consciousness, you're going to have to experience some more. Ones who have come back to serve and stay basically on the path understand, know at some much higher level, and you won't be faced with that. Ones coming back and very, very unsure of their journey to start with will very often pass this experience and allow another dimension or two experience before you try a big one like this one again. Don't be disgruntled by it. It's just progression. And your greatest service, of course, comes once you have achieved all of your lessons and have made special purpose contracts to fulfill needs, as you have done in this instance, and following these particularly large growth patterned periods, you don't literally have to experience again. You may choose to, because obviously if you have grown high enough, just as the master teacher did, you end up wanting to serve the other creations and help them, and especially at these times of great transition, there must be teachers, there must be guides. And it may seem very lowly to you, you know, it may seem very, very lowly to you to try to go out there and choose a piece of land on which to put a dome. But it's just as important as any other one segment, because you see, one cannot be accomplished without the input of the other. Dorma could write until her fingers fall off her body, and unless someone takes it and reads it or prints it or does something with it, she may as well, except for herself, have done nothing. Don't judge your job by what another does, because if you do, you're in error. And if you do yours properly, do you see how smoothly it could go? I sat in here last week and I said, if you'd all gotten your act together, you would have had everything you needed 3 years ago, and you'd be well underway with all the projects now. But we have to go, especially in the leadership positions, as slow as the slowest one. But at some point, as we begin to go, we will go at the speed of the fastest one, and the slow ones will have to catch up as best they can, because this is not basically a learning teaching center. This is where the word is projected forth, and you get the lessons from the word, and the rest of us just have to work. So don't go about judging yourselves harshly. Be patient. Hold strong in your intent, and the way will open to you. If you set your own limitations, I can guarantee you will never find your direction. That's the way God works. He will usually produce what you least expect and when you least expect it. That's your test. Because if you are so inflexible and you have already set your own limits to the point that you refuse to experience a different direction or a different type of talent, then you will not be available where he needs you when he needs you. So again, always, I have to plead for you to be patient. And as the bombardment of the energies against you increases, we just have to make some stronger efforts to make the way a little bit smoother. There are some things that I'm going to request be done in this very location, this very room. EJ has some excellent thoughts about it that I think will make it a bit easier in the interchanging between the two ends of this building. As it's no longer utilized fully for the distribution company, and I have insisted that part of the inventory be kept in this town and in this room, and that the Liberator will not be moved from this location. And since I put my big foot into it, and if you're 9.5 feet tall, your foot's big too. And the only thing not big enough to accommodate my foot is my mouth. But I managed to do it. And worse than that, I do it intentionally, which should really tick you off from time to time. On the other hand, how are you ever going to solve these problems in a mature and adult manner if we don't confront them in a mature and adult way? I believe that very shortly we will be able to relieve George of the responsibility of the rent and all of that sort of thing for this end. There are some things that I agree with EJ. We are not going to sacrifice. We will not do it. And that's, we are not going to start sorting out ones who serve to receive or not to receive. You ones who come and join with me here will continue to have a mailbox. I don't care whether your name's on it or not. And EJ has just gotten 12 more. And if it is required, and it will be, it isn't a matter of requirement, we will put a different copy machine in here, and we will just take the responsibility of it. I cannot do that with the tapes. I won't do that with the tapes, because ones are not going back and listening to the tapes. I know that some of you want it. We have made them available to you at really the cost of the tapes. And for a long time, we did just make sets. But when we have five tapes and the time required to make a set of 5 tapes for 35 or 40 people, it is too much. And ones do not go home and read them. You were here. You were here. And so a set is always made available as what we will call the library set. Or you can get one from Daylene at the cost of the tapes, really, and her cost for running them off on the equipment, etc. Ones do get a little bent out of shape. I understand that, but you have to understand, too, that we're talking about equipment, $5,000-$10,000 worth of equipment for running these duplications. And it has to be. We have to share those things. We are working towards having a slush fund, for lack of better. As the projects begin to be funded, we will set up some of the operations to be able to allow those kinds of things without cost. We'll get there. Just bear with us a while longer. All that work and all this thought, all these months and years will be returning. Because now I believe that we have a crew capable of beginning to instrument the music. So it will be happening. Let's hear the next one. You forgot we were on a question, didn't you?